Congress has held a number of lame duck sessions over the years, 14 since 1940. Some of them have made big headlines. A president was impeached during one recent lame duck session. A prominent U.S. senator was condemned during another, not to mention a major trade treaty and a landmark piece of environmental legislation being passed. But sometimes lame duck sessions of Congress are notable for how little they achieve, or as NPR's Mara Liasson reports, lame duck sessions are not all they're quacked up to be.
For members of Congress, a lame duck session is kind of like going to summer school instead of the beach. Most lawmakers would rather not attend them at all. And that includes Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott, even though he may become the majority leader in the middle of this lame duck.
I'm not an advocate of lame duck sessions, whether I'm in the minority or the majority. I don't think they serve the American people well. I've never seen one that served the American people well, and I've been through a lot of them.
If Lott is right, it may be because often the election winners know they can just hang on for a few weeks or months and get a better outcome in the regular session that begins in January. But big things have happened in lame ducks. The Senate debated a censure motion for Joseph McCarthy in a special session in December of 1954 after the dramatic summertime Army McCarthy hearings.
You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you left no sense of decency.
I know this hurts you.
And Bill Clinton was impeached in a lame duck session in December of 1998.
Resolved that William Jefferson Clinton, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, and that the following articles of impeachment be exhibited to the United States Senate.
Tim Nockin, a political scientist at the University of Houston, says one of the reasons lame duck sessions are so unpredictable is that there's often a big increase in absenteeism.
Some of it is that people, when they lose or retire, just don't show up. And from a practical perspective, I suppose if you've been defeated or have retired, you might decide one day you just don't want to go up to the Hill and sit through a boring session of the Congress. It's kind of the senioritis, if you will, for members of Congress.
During World War II, Nockin says there were a couple of lame duck sessions and the Senate was often unable to get a quorum. And the desire to finish legislating altogether and go home for a break before the new Congress convenes often creates a rush to get things done. The Superfund bill to clean up toxic waste sites was passed quickly and unexpectedly during a lame duck session in 1980. Congress has been trying to fix it ever since. Nockin says he decided to study lame duck sessions because he wanted to understand how members made decisions liberated from any electoral constraints.
What motivates members of Congress to participate and to cast roll call votes, and how do they make those decisions once they no longer have to seek re-election? Normally, we expect constituents to have a significant effect on how members cast votes. Once that influence is gone, do members completely change their behavior or stay the course or angle for government positions like presidential appointments?
The answer is sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. Nockin doubts any members voted differently on Clinton's impeachment than they would have in a regular session, but there is one recent example where a bill was approved by a lame duck that probably would not have passed otherwise. The 1994 Global Trade Treaty, known as GATT, the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, got big majorities in a lame duck session.
A lot of members were really leery to bring it up prior to the elections. So another interesting characteristic of these lame duck sessions is members will kind of put things on the back burner that they don't want to have to discuss in re-election campaigns, but can do so fairly easily in lame duck sessions.
But in the unusual history of lame duck Congresses, this particular session stands out because the 2002 election campaign is not over yet. There will be a runoff in the Louisiana Senate race on December 7th, and that will determine whether the incoming Republican majority will grow or stay the same. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.